Ladybird Readers, Gulliver's Travels, based on the story by Jonathan Swift. Contents. Characters, page 5. Chapter 1, A Journey at Sea, page 6. Chapter 2, The Island of Tiny Men, page 10. Chapter 3, Gulliver Meets the Emperor, page 15. Chapter 4, Gulliver Makes Friends, page 18. Chapter 5, Lilliput, page 23. Chapter 6, Blefuscu, page 26. Chapter 7, Back to England, page 30. Chapter 8, Another Adventure, page 34. Chapter 9, The Country of Huge Men, page 38. Chapter 10, Brobdingnag, page 42. Chapter 11, Home Again, page 46. Activities, page 50. Project, page 62. Glossary, page 63. Characters, Lemuel Gulliver. The People of Lilliput. The Emperor. The People of Brobdingnag. Chapter 1, A Journey at Sea. In May 1699, I, Lemuel Gulliver, said goodbye to my family and went to work as a ship's doctor. I enjoyed life at sea. But after a few weeks, the ship was wrecked in a big storm. We were near an island, so some of us tried to reach it, but the other men died in the sea. I swam and swam. Finally, when I could swim no more, my feet touched land. I pulled myself up onto the grass, and I went to sleep. When I woke, I tried to get up, but I could not move. Suddenly, I felt something on my left leg. It climbed up my body and stopped near my neck. And there, I saw a tiny man. He was no more than 15 centimetres high, and he was holding a bow and arrow. Then, many more of these tiny men climbed up behind him. Chapter 2, The Island of Tiny Men. For some time, the tiny men watched me. I was tied by hundreds of very thin ropes. As I didn't try to hurt anyone, they finally cut some of them. Then I could move my head. One man climbed up onto a little platform to talk to me, but I could not understand his language. I think that I fell asleep again. When I woke, I was on a platform with wheels, and 1,500 horses were pulling me along a road. Chapter 3, Gulliver Meets the Emperor. I was taken to the tiny people's city. The temple there was the biggest building in the country, and I could get through the doors and lie inside. I was allowed to live there. The tiny people put 100 chains around my left leg so that I could not move far, and some guards watched me. Then the emperor came to visit me. I spoke to him in many different languages, but he could not understand me. Chapter 4. Gulliver makes friends. When the emperor went away, a crowd of tiny people came to look at me. Some of the men shot arrows at me, so the guards were angry with them. They tied the men's hands and gave them to me. I held one of the men above my mouth for a moment, but I did not eat him. I cut the rope from his hands and put him carefully on the ground. Then I did the same with the other men. Because I was kind to his people, the emperor decided that I was not dangerous. After that, he sent me 6 cows and 40 sheep to eat every day. 300 people made clothes for me, and 6 men came to teach me their language. After 3 weeks, I could understand and talk to the tiny people of this island. They were very interested in me. When I showed them my watch, they did not know what it was. Chapter 5. Lilliput. The people were not afraid of me now, so the guards took off my chains. One day, some of the tiny people found a big black thing on the ground. They knew at once that it was probably mine, so they used some horses to pull it to the temple. I was very pleased when I saw it. It was my hat. Soon after, one of the country's great men came to see me. I learned many things from him about the island, which was called Lilliput. I thought that Lilliput was a very happy place, but the man said, "We are in a lot of danger now. There is an island near Lilliput called Blefuscu, and the people there are going to attack us. The emperor wants you to help us." "The people of Lilliput have been very kind to me," I said, "so I will help you." Chapter 6. Blefuscu. I went across the sea to Blefuscu and saw some ships that were waiting to attack Lilliput. When the people on the ships saw me, they were afraid. They jumped into the sea and swam to the shore. I tied ropes to 50 of the biggest ships. I had to put on my glasses because the people began to shoot lots of little arrows at my eyes. Then I pulled the ships back to Lilliput. The emperor was very pleased with me at first, but he wanted me to go back and take all of Blefuscu's ships. I did not think that was right, so I said no, and he was very angry. After this, the people from Blefuscu came to talk to the emperor because they did not want to fight with Lilliput now. They wanted me to visit their island. As the emperor was still angry with me, I decided to go. Chapter 7. Back to England. The emperor of Blefuscu and his people were kind to me, and I liked them. But I was ready to go home to England. One day, I saw a big boat that was upside down in the sea. 2,000 of the tiny people of Blefuscu helped me to turn it. We made big sails and ropes for the boat. When it was ready, I put food and some little cows and sheep in it. I said goodbye to the people of Blefuscu and sailed away in my boat. 2 days later, I saw a big ship, and the ship took me back to England. When I got home, My wife and children were very pleased to see me again and to hear all about my adventures. The little cows and sheep from Blefuscu lived very happily in a park near my house. Chapter 8. Another Adventure. I enjoyed seeing my family, but soon I was ready for another adventure, so I went to sea again. After a few days, there was a big storm. Our ship became lost, and we were very thirsty. When we saw land, some men and I rowed to the shore in a boat. I walked along the beach to look for water. When I came back, I saw a huge man in the sea. The men in our boat were rowing away from him, and he was trying to catch them. I was very frightened, so I ran across the beach and climbed a big hill. From there, I could see this strange country very well, and I was amazed. The grass was as tall as a house, and the hedges were huge. I walked along a road. Suddenly, I saw another huge man. I tried to hide, but he picked me up. He took me to his house and put me on the table. His wife and children came to look at me. Chapter 9. The Country of Huge Men. I was very frightened, but the man and his wife gave me food and a bed. Their daughter was very kind to me and taught me to speak their language. Everyone wanted to look at me, so the man decided to take me around the country. People gave him money to watch me. I stood on my head and danced, and the people laughed and laughed. The man showed me to the queen. She liked me very much and bought me from him. She made a room for me in a box with a little desk, chair, table, and bed. Chapter 10. Brobdingnag. The king liked me too, and he often came and talked to me. He asked lots of questions about England because he wanted to know how it was different from his country, Brobdingnag. Not everyone in Brobdingnag was kind to me. The queen's joker was very jealous because the queen liked me so much, and one day he dropped me in some milk. Life in Brobdingnag was sometimes difficult. Once, about 20 wasps came in through an open window and tried to attack me. They were as big as some of the biggest birds in England, and their stings were as long as my finger. Chapter 11. Home Again. One day, the king and queen of Brobdingnag went on a long journey and took me with them. The journey took us near the sea, and one of the king's servants carried me there in my box. I lay in my bed, looked at the sea, and felt sad. I wanted to see my home. After some time, I fell asleep. When I woke, my box was moving up in the air very fast. I guessed that a bird was carrying it, and I was right. Then the bird dropped me, and the box fell into the water. There was a little door in the roof of my box, so I opened it and called for help. No one answered. For a while, I lost all hope. But then I saw that something was pulling my box through the water. I looked through the door in my box and saw that it was now tied to a ship, an English ship. some men helped me onto the ship, and the ship took me back to England. Everything looked very small in England, but I was happy to be back at home with my family. I did not need any more adventures for a while.